Hello, listeners, and welcome to Candid Conversations with Bob and Jesse. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, and this is the show where you call in with your questions about this little adventure we call life. And Bob and I answer them with personable and relatable stories.
And it looks like we've already got a caller.
Hey, caller, you're on Candid Conversations with Bob and Jesse. What's your question?
Doesn't Connie usually host this show?
Is that your question? Because the answer is yes. Bob and I are filling in. Boy, this is easy. Next caller.
No, wait. Oh. I have another question.
Go ahead, caller. Ask away. There's no question too hard for Bob and Jesse.
Well, my friend Sandra is having a birthday party on Saturday, and she invited my other friend Becky, who's on my soccer team. But Becky and I aren't talking after she dropped the ball in her part of her science project. And She told Tammy that it was because she had the flu. But I heard from Jessica that she actually went roller skating with Scotty, who is also going to be at Sandra's party. And my friend Norma from Robotics Club wants me to go with her to the zoo the same day. But Norma and Sandra don't really like each other because Sandra thinks Norma was behind the global economic crisis. And now I don't know what to do.
And here I thought all the questions would be about what pair of slacks to wear.
You know, just this candid conversations gig might be harder than we thought.
Yeah, maybe we should talk to someone who knows what she's doing.
Like who?
How about Kathy Buchanan, the author of the Candid Conversations with Connie book series, and her editor, Liz Duckworth?
Well, that sounds like a pair of someones. Hold on, caller. We'll be right back after this interview.
Well, this is a lot of fun today because we have Kathy and Liz in the studio with us, so welcome Woo! Both of you.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
You know, we've talked about this series before, Kathy, and remind us, where did the idea come from to do a Candid Conversations book series?
We think that Connie and Penny and all those girls in Odyssey would have a lot to say to the tween girls and teen girls that listen to the show. But a lot of these things we can't necessarily bring up in Odyssey because a lot of them are very girl-related or maybe just a little above our listening audience or a little more mature than our listening audience. So we thought, let's give Connie a format to talk about these things that a lot of girls want to hear about.
Well, there have been three of these books, and the latest one, A Girl's Guide to Entertainment, Body Image, and Social Media, just came out. Why did those three themes fit together?
Well, I think that the world that we live in today, the culture that we're part of, it's so strongly influenced by media. And all of these themes fit under the general subject of how our culture influences the way we see ourselves. And sometimes they work very much counter to what the Bible says and to the way that we really want to be. So to me, these themes are terrifically interwoven and very instructional.
You know, in the world of social media, it's constantly changing, like what's hip, what's not, things coming in and out. So how did you write this book in such a way that it'll be relevant not only now, but in years to come?
Well, the principles will stay the same, and the principles are about just being wise with how you deal with social media, how you read into it, and what you put out there for others to see. And I think that wisdom will carry through regardless of what social media is going to be used.
Liz, a lot of our listeners probably aren't aware of the process, what it takes to bring a book together. Tell us about the different steps in the editing and the development of it, and how long did this book take?
I think it would surprise people to know in a world of instant communication that a book can take up to a year to complete. And sometimes that doesn't even include the time that it takes to write the book. At a certain point during the course of our year, we send our manuscript off to reviewers. And so we have people who are experts in Adventures in Odyssey, and they take a look at that manuscript and make sure everything lines up perfectly. And then we have people who are part of Focus on the Family. They take a look at it to make sure that we are absolutely on track with what Focus stands for. After everything is done and all the marketing work is done, we are ready to release the printed book, and that can take a year or more.
Of course, it shows up first in the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Absolutely. You get the sneak peek that nobody else gets to see.
That's awesome.
And the Odyssey team is really involved, too, I believe. I know Dave Arnold and I think Nathan get to read early versions of the manuscript and speak into it as far as if it really sounds like this character or if this topic really is suited for the book.
And tap into their 13-year-old girl living inside them.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, speaking of 13-year-old girls, you've got some girls of your own, Kathy. You mentioned in a previous interview that they had inspired some of the material in the first book. Is there anything in this book that comes from them?
My oldest is 11, and she has been instrumental in all of these books because I listen to her talk about what's going on at school and what questions she's having about life and friends and cliques. And so those all those kind of ideas and thoughts are always working in the back of my mind as I'm putting it together. And then, of course, she always reads every chapter as I go and gives her critique. It's great having my own little reader in the house to give me feedback.
Oh, definitely. And Kathy, with the research that you've put into these books and then the insights that you've learned and you've gleaned, has it affected at all with the way you parent your daughters?
It's definitely made me realize the significance of intentionally having these discussions with her. I think sometimes as parents, you think, oh, these topics will come up, you know, about boys or about cliques, but they don't always. And especially at the point when a teenager is dealing with them, which could be at age 15 and 16. And so I love that here we are at the stage in this 9 to 12 age range where we can start talking about these things that maybe she's not even dealing with yet, but she can start thinking through, what will I do in this situation? Mm-hmm. Or what do I want to look for in a future spouse? Or what do I want to look for in a good friendship? Or what should I do if I'm being bullied or when I feel pressured to do something? And I like the thought that she can think about these things now, we can talk about these things now, because when those situations arise down the road, I'm not going to be there next to her. So I like that we can prepare ahead.
Yeah, and you're doing it for other families too. Let's time warp for a second.
Sure.
If you could take this Candid Conversations book and journey back to talk to the 12-year-old you,
mm-hmm.
All right, what would be the most important lesson here that you would point out to your younger self?
Being good with me, like being okay with who God created me to be, knowing that he is working in me, that he's designing something in me that I can't even imagine yet, and just trusting in that and not feeling like I have to become what the entertainment world or what our culture or what are my friends or whatever pressures were arising at the moment made me feel like I needed to be, but just to be me and know that God's putting the pieces together. And it's going to be okay.
Liz, you edit a number of different books here at Focus on the Family, not just Candid Conversations and the Odyssey books. But what made you the most excited about this book? And do you have a favorite section?
Well, I really loved working on this book, partly as an editor because the writing is very lively and interesting and the characters are fun. There's a lot of humor in it. And I am a parent, although I raised boys, but I felt like there were so many strong and important messages about the world that our kids live in today. And so I would say of all of those parts and pieces of the book, one of the chapters that most spoke to me has to do with being careful with those hedge trimmers. And I loved that idea of it really has to do with social media and the idea that hedge trimmers can be a very useful tool, but oh, look out, they can be very dangerous too. And the same is true of social media. And for my kids especially, this was an area that was fairly new as they were coming through their teenage years. And there wasn't a good guide to help them learn how to use it with wisdom. And I feel like everything in here is so helpful as a parent, as well as if I were a young person reading this, it would give me all kinds of good boundaries to put up so that I could use this tool well and not accidentally cut off a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kathy, you write Connie books. You write Connie columns for Clubhouse Magazine and episodes of the radio show featuring Connie. You've got a really good sense of who Connie is, her voice, but how are each of those formats different? Is there one that's harder to write for than another?
I would say probably the most difficult one is the books, just because of the longer format and adding in these separate stories that occurred in Connie's life prior to her coming to Odyssey, which there's a number of those in the book, and wanting it to stay consistent with who she is in the radio show, but sort of the younger, less experienced version of her. So just wanting to be true to her. Connie is very near and dear to my heart. She's my girl. So I want to be true to her.
And Kathy, this month, the Odyssey Adventure Club episode is called Walk This Way, and it's mm-hmm. another Connie-centric story. And in fact, this is one of those episodes that screams, Kathy wrote this in so many of the best ways.
I don't even know how to take that.
Well, take it as a compliment, because it is. You know, this story has been in development for a while. So
Yes. Where
did the idea come from, and are there any stories you can share from how this script came together?
Well, the idea came about as I was thinking, what would be an interesting situation to put Connie into. Like, I always think it's fun when we take our the characters that we know so well and we put them into situations that are uncomfortable, like Eugene learning how to drive or just things that, that stretch that person out of their comfort zone. And so I thought one thing that would be very unlike Connie would be to be in a pageant, a Miss Odyssey pageant. But of course, Penny would want to support her in this. And so we had to kind of come up with reasons on why she would be in this pageant. And her need for money was the primary reason. And I enjoyed this show because it showed Connie in a different light where she was trying things that were outside of herself a little bit. But it also showed how her friends were supportive of her and helpful of her. And I think it also kind of showed Connie in a pageant where a lot of people have ideas of what a pageant is, and it's all just about being perfect and kind of being fake. But of course, Connie brings herself into that and is who she really is, her own beauty into the pageant itself.
That sounds like some great takeaway from that episode. And not to give anything away, but I have to ask, what is her talent? Because there's always a talent portion in those.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you'll see her try numerous things.
Okay.
Including flaming batons.
Ooh.
Which doesn't work. But I will give you a hint that it ends up being something musical and annoying.
Okay.
And if folks either read about it in Clubhouse Magazine or get on the Odyssey Adventure Club and see the artwork that Gary Locke has drawn, they will see what that talent is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, that episode is a lot of fun, and I know our listeners will really enjoy it, just like I enjoyed this conversation that we had here in the studio. So thank you so much, Kathy and Liz, for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
Kathy and Liz are great, and this book series is great, too.
You can learn more about all three Candid Conversations books on our website. Okay, so what's next?
Hello? I'm still here.
Oh, sorry, caller. Did that interview answer your question?
Yeah, I think I'll go to the party and try to make up with Becky. There's no point in losing a friend over this.
Oh, great.
But now I have another question. Where is Connie, anyway?
Oh, remember from the interview? Connie's busy with that beauty pageant.
You mean scholarship program.
Right.
Here, we'll play a clip and it'll make sense to everybody. This is the first scene of Walk This Way.
Oh, there you are. I've solved all your problems, Connie.
Oh, that's good. Penny, did you read about this study that says 20% of Americans don't know the capital of the United States?
You mean capitals. There's more than one.
What?
Capital U and capital S.
No, I mean Washington, D.C.
So there are three. Anyway, aren't you going to ask me how I solved all your problems?
Penny, how did you solve my problems?
Remember how you were saying that the furnace went out and you didn't have the money to fix it?
Yeah, because I need to pay my mortgage next week and that'll clean out my bank account. I'm telling you, Penny, owning a house is not as easy as our parents made us believe.
Well, what if your mortgage was paid by someone else, and you could use the money to fix the furnace instead?
You paid my mortgage? Oh, Penny, that is so sweet of you, though you really shouldn't have.
Good, because I didn't.
Oh.
But I found something almost as good. How would you like to win a $5,000 cash prize?
Well, I'd love to, but something tells me it wouldn't be easy. Or likely. What are the requirements?
Oh, little things. Must be female.
Check.
Intelligent.
Double check.
Talented.
Check.
Poised.
Check.
And look good in heels.
What?
It's the Miss Odyssey pageant.
Oh, no. You saying yes does not make me want to do it.
You saying no isn't going to stop me from convincing you to do it.
Penny, I don't do pageants. It's not me.
Maybe it wasn't you before, but now you have resources.
What, you mean you?
Yeah, me and...
So, did you convince her yet?
Almost.
Not even close. Beauty pageants are about parading around with plastic smiles and spray tans.
Wow, sounds like a Bassett family Christmas.
Ew.
It's nothing like that. Tell her, Wooten.
Oh, okay. Well, before we open gifts, everybody stand around comparing
their
teeth.
No, tell her about the pageant. Read her the flyer.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Oh, this is so exciting. The Miss Odyssey pageant represents the highest of ideals. We seek to award a young woman who shows herself to be an exemplary, oh, I love that word, exemplary, combination of grace, beauty, and intelligence, a role model who demonstrates class and talent.
A role model. That's a good thing, right?
Well, sure, but...
All you have to do is walk across the stage in a ball gown, perform one of your many talents, and answer one simple interview question. easy peasy?
I don't know.
It's 5,000 easy peasy dollars, Connie.
Oh, if I win, Wooten, which is anything but a sure thing. I've never even entered a pageant before.
But as your resources, we will help you, won't we, Wooten?
Oh, absolutely. Penny can help you with your poison attire.
My mom's a pageant coach / hairstylist, and I have some pageantish dresses that would fit you perfectly.
Yeah, and I can coach you on your talent.
So, what do you say?
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to try.
Well, of course it would.
Okay, but what about the interview question? Who'll help me with that?
We've been giving that some thought.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love this.
Well, good luck, Connie.
You can find out what happens next right now in the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And caller, did you have any more questions?
Yeah. What slacks go best with the pink shirt?
Would you look at that? We're out of time for this edition of Candid Conversations with Bob and Jesse, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is witsend.org/podcast. You can join the club at oaclub.org, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Hello?